every day after school, like, you know, somebody's house, you'd just be watching Coming to America. It is not an overstatement. And you tell me if it is, Brad.
No.
To say that if you were of a certain age,
yeah,
this is one of those movies that everybody knew the lines to.
Absolutely. Like, I would agree with that.
People would constantly quote Coming to America,
yep,
and everybody knew what you were what you were talking about.
Absolutely.
And so to all these years later, be getting a sequel to that, and not just any sequel, but a sequel starring Eddie Murphy, that's a cool thing. Some people wondered if this film would ever get made. Now we know that it's going to. And Craig Brewer, who worked with Eddie on a film recently that's in post-production right now and obviously made a good impression on him, Craig Brewer is going to be the director. So that's awesome stuff. Congrats to Craig, and we'll be back with Jeff Calkins next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station, home of Golic and Wingo, weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. On Saturday, February 16th, professional football returns to Memphis. Get on board as Hall of Famer Mike Singletary leads the Memphis Express into its inaugural season in the Alliance of American Football. Tickets available at AAF.com or at Ticketmaster.com.
Cooper Systems is having a huge New Year's sale right now over in the Mount Moriah office park. Computers priced to move. Got a 3 gigahertz Dell Core i5 tower for only $399. That's with a 19-inch monitor. A Dell laptop for just $299. Cooper Systems also has desktop PCs and towers for as low as $149. So whatever you're after, PCs or, yeah, Apple products, iMac, MacBook Air, they got those too. Cooper Systems either has it for you or they can get it for you or they can just build it for you. We're talking about high-end computers, low-end computers, middle-of-the-road computers. We're talking about desktops, notebooks, tablets right now in the Mount Moriah office park. So get in touch with them. 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, to Lauren Cooper. Either one of them can help you. Tremendous people. They've been with me from the start. 8 years with the Gary Parrish Show. You guys have been supporting them consistently. Thank you for that. Now keep doing it. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $840,000. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, four straight years, it's been Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses. They also sell furniture. It's in the name. Living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, know that there's a 42-inch kiosk full of furniture for you to browse through. Find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember to mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show to save an additional 10%. You're doing that at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's located 2790 Kirby Whitney and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue, next door to Hollywood Fiend. The number's 901-692-6200, 901-692-6200. That's Sleepy Z's on the web, sleepyzzz.com, sleepyzzz.com. Jeff Calkins is award-winning comic from the Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's with me every day around this time. Sometimes on Fridays, he's in studio with me. He's in studio right now. We're going to play Harvard Horn Lake around 525. Calkins, what's up with it?
All right, gang.
I'm all right. I'm a little worn down. Nobody wants to hear it, so I won't spend another minute on it. But I'm a little worn down. I've reached that time of the year that I always look forward to, and then I get right in the middle of it, and I go, Jesus, this is not the best way to live. I think about it sometimes on, like, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when I'm in New York. I'm well compensated and I love my jobs. I could quit any of them when I want to. Mm-hmm. I don't because I enjoy doing what I'm doing. But I really do work from like 9 a.m. till 2 a.m. straight, like with no break whatsoever. I mean, it is long days. And
that's a long day.
Yeah.
From 2 a.m., yeah.
And and eventually it does catch up with you.
It caught up with me last night because I went to the, I don't travel like you do, but I was leaving FedEx Forum. It was an 8 o'clock game, and by the time, it was actually a little bit longer wait before Penny came out, and then I now, since I work for the Daily Memphian, I go home to write. Okay. Like, there's no hurry. It's midnight. What time, who's up at midnight waiting for my column?
Me?
I mean, thousands,
me?
Whatever. Tens of thousands of you are, but that way I can let my dogs out. Right. So I get my stuff together, and whatever, and I'm driving home. And I'm making the left onto Lamar from some side street before I then get on 240 to drive home. And I see blue lights behind me. Mm-hmm. And I must have been driving like I was drunk.
Right.
Like, because the officer comes up, he takes my license, my registration. He comes back. And I didn't really, I know I wasn't speeding. I knew I hadn't seen him behind me, and it said failure to maintain in your lane and failure to whatever. And I thought it was kind of crappy. Like, who gives someone a ticket for, like, just, I can understand if you want to see if I was drunk.
Right. And, and then you're not.
And then you were swerving a little bit there. Be careful. Like, you want to. But when he gave me the ticket and he gave it back to me, he said, you know, try to maintain a whatever. He said, yeah. He said, I had to go off the road so you didn't hit me. I literally forced a cop off the road last night. I was driving erratically. Now, the suspicion is that I was texting. That's what people have said to me.
Well, that's what they always say, like, don't text and drive. But it's even more than that. Like, it's don't text and drive. Don't look at Twitter and drive. Don't look at Instagram and drive.
I'll come clean here. I wasn't texting and driving.
You were looking at something.
I was definitely looking at my phone.
Right.
I was definitely looking at my phone. I was not texting, but I was looking at my phone, and I ran a cop off the road.
There are times when I take my phone and put it in the back seat.
Why not? That's good. Smart.
Because if anybody calls, it'll go through my Bluetooth. I can hit it. I've got alerts for certain Twitter things that might be important to me that I need to know about right now. So that'll ding and it'll pop up. Everything else is silent. But I really do find that if I have, I'll do it when I have my kids in the car. Sometimes my little ones, especially.
Right.
Not that I don't care about my oldest. but I find that I can't, even if there's nothing to look at, I'm just looking at stuff. I'm like just scrolling Instagram.
It is amazing. There was a piece somewhere. I don't know where I saw it this week about that people who there's some famous test. You play some game and it determines how much of a risk taker you are. Right. Right. And addicts take much bigger risks and score much higher on, lower or whatever you want to like than most people. And people who admit it up front that I probably spend too much time on Facebook, those people performed on this test roughly the same way that heroin and cocaine users did.
Oh, sure.
Because and it's the same thing. And even if they're not on, they're looking forward to the next time they're on. Like when they're dominated by the thoughts of the platform, even if they're not on the platform. It's like someone who can't wait for their next drink.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I do know. but I'm not like that.
Are you like that about Twitter?
No, I'm not yearning to look at things. Mine is almost like if you chew your fingernails, you don't even know you're doing it, but it's just something you do.
Right.
Mine's a little bit like that. I'm not like, even like right now, I'm not going, oh my God, I can't wait to look at Instagram again. But I will just like.
Just pick it up and just casually with, do
and
it.
Not right. even be, there's nothing I want to see. There's nothing I'm looking for. Like, you know, there are some people I know who are so consumed with somebody else. It could be an ex. It could be a friend. It could be a ex-friend. It could be mm-hmm. it. And they just constantly, like, on their Facebook and Instagram because they want to make sure they don't miss anything that's going on with this person or these people. I'm not like that at all. I don't care. I'm not on, when I'm on Facebook, it's not to make sure I, you know, so-and-so didn't update. So I don't. Right. There's nobody in this world that I think about in that way, honest to God. But I'm still just on Facebook, just looking at a bunch of stuff I don't care about. And on Instagram, just looking at a bunch of stuff I don't care about. Twitter's different because it's a news-gathering device for me. And there are, like, and I do like to feel like I know everything that's going on in this world to the extent that of the things that I care about. But when I'm just scrolling Facebook and Instagram, and I'll do it at night when I'm laying down, I'll do it middle of the day when I'm working, I'm not even looking for anything or anybody. I'm just, it's like just a habit, like, really, like chewing on a pin or something like that.
Right.
It's weird.
But anyway, so I ran a cop off the road. But and I hadn't pulled over for a while.
I think once.
Well, when were you last pulled over?
I haven't. And this is going to surprise my friends who help get me out of tickets sometimes. But I haven't been pulled over in a while. And I think I just decided at some point. Because I would always just be like going 90 everywhere. And maybe not 90, but like 80 everywhere. And now I actually enjoy my time in the car because I always have something that I'm interested in listening to. It's like you recommended to me this RFK podcast that I started yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Like
it's good.
I can't wait to get back into my car.
To see what happens next.
Yeah. Like I'm looking forward to my drive home and I'm not in a hurry to get there. I mean, I can't wait to see my wife and kids, but if it takes 38 minutes instead of 28 minutes, it's fine with me. And I want to make sure, I want all of you to just listen to 92.9 all the time. Right. Screw podcasts. They're not.
That's why I can't wait to get in my car. Yeah. I couldn't wait to hear. I was there chasing John breaking down the Zapruder film. I was like, I couldn't get out of my car.
Right. So I don't even mind that. So I'll just set the cruise control. Like it'd be 70 miles per hour on the interstate. I'll just set it at 67 and I'm fine.
Is that true? You set it below the actual speed limit?
I do sometimes. I never go over anymore. I'm just...
You don't go over?
I really don't go over.
I mean, I don't get speeding tickets, but I go 78 and a 70. Like, that's my typical...
I really don't. I'm the guy you're now mad at... Who won't get out of your way.
Poking along.
So I haven't been pulled over in a while. But similar to your story, and you know this story, like I said last week, every story I tell I probably told before, but it applies here. The cop pulls you over, and you don't even know why they're pulling you over.
Right.
And I do think that once they realize you're not drunk, you're just like, I don't mean that you're Jeff Caucus, but you're just like, you've been working all night. You're trying to get home. Nobody's hurt. Like, just let me go.
I ran him off the road.
I know.
It's okay. I forgave him after that.
I had a similar situation in Oklahoma one time. Right. I was in Tulsa and I was going to Stillwater for an Oklahoma State football game. And I had no cash because I just never carry cash. Like, just this past week in New York, I didn't have a single penny, no cash in my pocket the whole time. And also no ability to get cash because I lost one of my debit cards and my other one has a security thing on it. I think I tried to take out too much money one time and they flagged
it. Right.
And all I got to do is call them and say, hey, that was me. Please unflag my card. Of course, I've never made that phone call. So I have no ability to get cash. Back in Oklahoma, I got no cash on me and I get to a toll booth. And I'm like, do you guys take cards? And they're like, no. And I was like, well, can I leave an IOU or something? Like what? They say, if you don't have cash, you have to get off of the interstate. And this was pre everybody's got Google Maps on their phone. I didn't know where I was going. And so I'm frustrated. This is also before Bluetooth. So I'm frustrated. I'm flying down this side road, just trying to get to anywhere where I could find cash to get back on this thing. I'm like going 100, 110 miles per hour because it's Oklahoma. It's flat. I can see the whole world. And there's nothing around anywhere. I'm also wearing headphones because I'm listening to a podcast on my phone. You couldn't run it through Bluetooth in the car, so I've got headphones
right.
on. Otherwise, I can't hear the outside world.
Right.
I look up at some point, there's a cop chasing me. And I see him, and I'm just assumed that he just got behind me, and I'm like, ah, well, I did this to myself. I pull over, and they are, like, freaking out. Get out of the car! Hands up! He'd been chasing me for, like, 3 minutes. I never slowed down. I didn't hear the sirens or anything. And they put me, they got me out of my car. They searched my car. They were sure I was either drunk or running drugs. And I was like, listen, I am not drunk. I haven't had a drink. I'm also not running drugs. This is a rental car. This, as silly as this sounds, here's the truth. I had on headphones. I didn't hear you. I know I shouldn't be driving with headphones, but that is the actual explanation. They searched my car, all this thing. After about 20 minutes, you know what they did? Laughed. And let me go. They didn't write me a ticket at all. And that's what should have happened to you last night.
I ran him off the road.
You did run him off the road. I didn't run anybody off the road. I was just running from cops. Talking to Jeff Calkins in studio here at 92.9 FM ESPN. The reason you were at FedEx Forum so late last night is because the Tigers played a game. Got down 15 early, come back, win the game. Penny's press conference. He's not satisfied with the seniors. Interesting spot. Trying to teach a lesson to his freshmen in some direct or indirect way leads to him starting Tubby Smith players, and we know how that works out. So it is an interesting dilemma. Like, to teach a lesson to your most talented young players, you got to play the guys that got the former coach fired. So it's a...
I thought the guys who got the former coach fired were going to play better than that. I really did. Like, I actually thought that Kareem Brewton, he's got no future beyond this year, whatever. But I thought, like, moment to moment, he's been as good or better than any other guard. I mean, Tyler has had great games, but honestly, he's cooled off dramatically.
Which was always going to happen.
Yeah. And so, I actually thought that, and then Kevin Davenport's been maybe their best player, just generally. And so he gets in the starting lineup, but I actually assumed that they would just come out and pummel them, and then they're down 15. And it was the closest Penny sort of, I mean, Penny, like, and everyone's heard it or know of the quote now, but he basically said, I've got this group. You didn't make the NCAAs. You didn't make the NITs. I put this in your hands, and you go do that. Like, it is what it is, you know? Or that speaks volumes, is what he said. That speaks volumes. Like, that's pretty much, you no good, you know? You couldn't do anything last year, basically. You get nothing except get your coach fired, and then I give you a chance, and you go out and do that.
Right.
And so then there's the question of, was it throwing the players, quote-unquote, under the bus, or was it holding them responsible, or what was it? And I think John's point was true. A, you're not throwing them on the bus after a win, right? Like, it's different there. And then there was a game, I don't know whether it was Josh or Tubby, where you literally pointed a player. Like, I drew up the right play. He passed the ball. Like, I don't know what it was. I think it was KJ. There was a game where KJ, maybe it was against Tulane. I have this figure. KJ did, and he's like just totally rolled him out, right? I think to basically call out a group of five players for effort is totally fine. And I find, like, this, it is really an amazing thing now. I don't miss if I can possibly help it, I don't miss a Penny press conference because he is so direct. He is so unguarded. He is so upfront that they're compelling. And we didn't have anything to write about until Penny started, practically speaking, until Penny started talking last night.
Well, I thought it was interesting when he was asked specifically about the seniors. He said, I got to be careful here. Because I think he knows what he wants to say might not play well.
Right. With the seniors.
Well, with the seniors or just in general.
Right.
Well, just in general, with people who think college basketball coaches should act and conduct themselves in a certain way. You know, it was a very little thing that got lost in the big F-off Rick Barnes thing, that after the Memphis-Tennessee game, you know, Penny was asked what happened there between Alex Lomax and Jordan Bone, and he said Jordan Bone said something like, there's sort of an unwritten rule among college coaches. Like, you don't talk about other people's players.
Right.
You know, you could talk about the team in general, but you don't talk specifics about another coach's players unless you're saying Zion Williamson is amazing.
Right.
So that was like totally violated this unwritten rule that I don't even know Penny's aware of, right? But that is, I think, what led to Rick Barnes popping off on his radio show two nights later.
I see.
I don't think Rick appreciated Penny. You know, don't you tell the world that my guy disrespected your guy, and because your guy would never do anything like that. Like what you talk about your guy, I'll talk about my guy.
Right.
I think Rick didn't tell me that, but I just know
it's like when Krzyzewski talked about whoever.
Same thing. Exactly right. When Dylan Brooks, it was Dylan Brooks.
Like when he said, "Yeah, call out Dylan Brooks." Like, yeah. You don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You talk about your players.
I'll talk to your players. Yeah. He actually said something to Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, no, he said you're better than that.
Right.
Well, something Dylan did late in the game.
By the way, I hate that. By the way, you're better than that. I get that occasionally on Twitter. Whatever you just said, I'm better than. I ain't better. Like, there are things I've done that I'm better than. There's no question that's true. But typically, when someone on Twitter says you're better than that. I'm not better than that at all.
And why do you expect me to be? I get that all the time, too.
I actually thought that was pretty good, what I just did, what I just tweeted. You think I'm better than? I think that's me at my best.
On Twitter, all day long, all I get is, I mean, it's mostly good, but, like, every day there's 10 people who tell me I'm an idiot.
Right.
Who hate me on Twitter every day. And I just ignore it, mostly.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'll see a perfect opportunity to just pop somebody back, right? I'm never going to pop everybody back, but every once in a while, you pop one back just to show people I'm capable of doing this. Like, so watch out. If I want to embarrass you on a big stage, I can pull you on that stage and then make you look dumb, and you might not care, but I'm capable of it. So every once in a while, I'll do that, and then somebody will say, oh, come on, Paris, you're better than that. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not better than that. And like, who do you think I am? Like, you have a higher opinion of me than I have of me.
It's also fake. They're not really saying you're better than that. They're judging what you did.
Yeah, it's a backhanded little thing.
I hate you're better than that.
Yeah.
I'm not better than that. Rarely am I better than that.
No, I am exactly as I appear to be. that is what I am. Whatever.
Krzyzewski, you're better than that.
Pretty much what I show myself to be publicly is basically what I am. So if you think I'm better than popping off at a complete stranger who, by the way, popped off at me first, I'm not better than that. I'm good enough to ignore it.
Most of the time.
Right. But I'll pop them every once in a while, and I don't think that I'm better than that or that I should be better than that. It's just the approach I choose to take. To the extent that I ignore people, it's not because I think I need to be better than that. It's just because I don't have the time. You can't fight with everybody. The only person who can fight with everybody all day long is Bomani Jones. I was talking to a mutual friend that Bomani and I have one time, and I was like, you know, you would think that it would just be impossible to fight with everybody all day long.
Right.
But he fights with anybody all day long. That's like most of his Twitter feed is him arguing with nobody, or at least nobodies. And so that's that. But back to Penny real quick, and then we'll move on to Harvard Horn Lake. I didn't think it was throwing players under the bus, because it's one thing to sit down and say, listen, I got him 9 open jumpers, and he missed every one, and so then we lost the game, and what do you want me to do, go up there and shoot the ball for him? Like, I can't do that. Ultimately, he's got to make the shot. But this wasn't that. This was really as simple as I put you in a position in front of a nice crowd on national television to have a moment unlike anything you could have had last year, because last year, 1,500 people would have been here,
right.
And it really would have been about 1,500 people. And I put you in front of a nice crowd on a big stage.
Trying to teach a lesson to my freshman.
And you don't show up with inner energy? Like, I'm trying to teach my freshman a lesson about the importance of competing and playing as hard as you can play at all times. And then you don't play hard. Like, I'm teaching them a lesson through you. And then you reinforce what it is they've been doing all week. So he was frustrated. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable message.
Yeah, it was totally reasonable.
Totally reasonable message to send in. And hopefully it resonates with them, because if not, you don't have very many auto wins in this league going forward if you're Memphis. And East Carolina at home should be one of them.
Right.
And if you're struggling with East Carolina at home because your seniors haven't got a message, well, then you're going to struggle a whole bunch of places going forward. But we'll see. We'll be back. Harvard Horn Lake.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for another new money in the new year appointment. I'm money. every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
Okay, we have the code word now. If you missed it at 5 o'clock, which, because if you missed it, it's because I didn't read it. The code word is relax. Text relax, R-E-L-A-X, to 72881. Text relax. That's the 5 o'clock hour word, relax. Text relax to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have 36 minutes to do it. Text relax to 72881. Text relax to 72881. We'll have another code word coming up at 6 o'clock. Harvard Horn Lake is next, like Gary said.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We've brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
Don't miss the Save Big Sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, you can save not just $100, not just $200, but up to $400 on the best brands like Beautyrest, Serta, and Sleepy's. That means you can take home a Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $397. Have you ever seen a sale with savings this big? Hurry in today. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, Stack's Pancakes.com.
Now at Kroger, you can earn 2 fuel points instead of 1 for every dollar you spend. Just activate your Kroger Fuel VIP membership for $40 a year. Exclusions apply at Kroger.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast. Go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage.
528 Gary Parrish Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And every Friday when I'm in town and Jeff's in town and we feel like it, we play Harvard Horn Lake. I'm in town today. Jeff's in town. We feel like it. Let's go.
It's Harvard versus Horn Lake Trivia, presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop.
Jeff is from Harvard University. Gary is from Horn Lake. Two sports minds from two very different worlds. This is Harvard Horn Lake Trivia, only on 92.9 FM ESPN, 680 AM ESPN.
All right, you know how it works. 535-3776-535-ESPN. You're going to call in. Cowboy Carson is going to get your name. He's going to throw it on the screen. I'll come to you in the order that you were received. I'll say hello. You'll say hello. Then I'll ask you, do you want a Harvard question or a Horn Lake question? If you say Harvard, you're going to Jeff. You get that one right, you come to me. If you say Horn Lake, you come to me. You get that one right, you go to Jeff. You get two questions right, you're a winner. And Cowboy Cars, and tell them what they win today.
Johnny Lang tickets at Bluesville. That show is February 28th. It's a casino. 21 and up is the deal on that one. Amos Lee at Orpheum Theater, March 16th. Grizzlies Bucks tickets for the game on the 16th. We've got several pairs of those. Four tickets, one winner. So there's 2 4-packs to that. Kiss at FedEx Forum, February 23rd. Jeff, are you a Kiss fan?
I saw Kiss with Sean McKeel once.
Really?
He's a huge Kiss fan.
I had no
right
idea.
After he won the PGA Championship, he was going back to defend. And the night before he went back to defend, he went to see Kiss
got him
at
fired
the Pyramid.
Up.
And I went with him. It was awesome.
Also,
really? Well, it was just awesome to experience it with Sean McKeel. Like, they all know him. They like him.
Well, the band knows
hang
him.
Hang with him. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I never was into Kiss at any point in my life. Never my thing.
No. Also, we have SMU Memphis tickets for that game here and a $50 local gift certificate.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We're going to start with Tim in South Memphis. Tim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's all right, buddy. You want Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go Horn Lake.
Okay. Justin Timberlake's in town this weekend over at FedEx Forum, and so I did some research on Justin Timberlake's dating life pre and sometimes during Jessica, his relationship with Jessica Biel. Here's the question. Which of the following is not, I repeat, not somebody Justin Timberlake reportedly once dated or at least hooked up with? Is it A, Anne Hathaway, B, Fergie, C, Beyonce, or D, Cameron Diaz?
Got to be Beyonce, right?
I would have thought so, too, but he reportedly hooked it with Beyonce.
When?
Oh, nice for him.
Yeah, when they were both young, he was NSYNC.
Seriously?
And she was Destiny's Child. That's what it said. I read it on the internet. It must be true.
It's true.
It must be true.
Yeah, see, so when I saw that, I knew I could throw her name in there because I never heard about Justin.
Right. Yeah.
I never heard about Justin. Yeah, all right. I didn't mean to imply that I was intentionally trying to trick you, Tim.
That would be obvious. Everyone was going to say Beyonce. I would have said Beyonce. There's no one who wouldn't have said Beyonce.
Yeah, but
of course.
All right, Tim, I'll see you. I didn't know about Justin and Beyonce, but that's out there somewhere. Google it if you don't believe me. All right, let's go to Michael in Horn Lake. Michael, what's up in Horn Lake?
Man, not a whole lot. What's going on, guys?
Everything's good. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's follow up on that same question there.
Which of the following is not somebody Justin Timberlake reportedly once dated or at least hooked up with? We already know that Beyonce is somebody he reportedly dated or hooked up with, so your options are A, Anne Hathaway, B, Fergie, or D, Cameron Diaz?
I'm going to say Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is the correct answer. There is no internet evidence that Justin Timberlake ever dated or hooked up with Anne Hathaway. Now you're with Calkins.
All right. This is all wall-themed trivia today. In what city in this world is the Western Wall? In what city?
The Western Wall.
Yep. In what city? Also known as the Wailing Wall.
Jerusalem?
Jerusalem's the correct answer.
You're a winner.
That's a winner.
Michael from Horn Lake is a genius and a winner. Let's go to Cody in East Memphis. Cody, what's up?
Not much, man. It's all good. How are y'all?
Everything's all right here. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
I'll take Horn Lake.
Which of the following is not somebody Justin Timberlake reportedly once dated or at least hooked up with? Is it A, Jenna Dewan, B, Kate Hudson, C, Rachel McAdams, or D, Alyssa Milano?
That's tough.
It is tough.
Let's go with Rachel McAdams.
He's never dated or hooked up with Rachel McAdams. That's true. That means he did date or hook up with Jenna Dewan. So shouts to him. Don't you love her? Who doesn't love her? Do you know her? Google her.
Jeff, you know
her? She's great. She seems nice.
Okay.
Caught the Calkins.
Who built the Western Wall? Was it King Herod? Was it King David? Or was it Charlemagne?
I believe I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I'm going to go with King David.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
That's the incorrect answer. I'm sorry, too. 535-3776. Let's go to Hank in Horn Lake. Hank, what's up?
What's up, guys?
How's everything going down in Horn Lake today?
A little rainy, but other than that, not too bad.
All right, that's good to hear. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let me try the Harvard question on the wall in Jerusalem.
Yeah, so the Western Wall was built by King Herod, King David, or Charlemagne?
I'm going to say Charlemagne.
Hank was a winner last time, though.
Yeah, well, he did win last time.
Last time we were doing this.
Hey, Hank, you'll
get him. You can't win every time.
You'll get him, next time, Hank.
Yeah.
I'll try.
All right, I'll see you, baby. Yeah. Let's go to Billy. Billy!
What's up, GP? What's up, Jeff?
Everything's good, man. You want Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let me get the hard one out of the way first. I go Horn Lake and leave that Western Wall.
Which of the following is not somebody Justin Timberlake reportedly once dated or at least hooked up with? Is it A, Olivia Munn, B, Olivia Wilde, C, Scarlett Johansson, or D, Britney Spears?
Oh.
This is unbelievable. By the way, I can't keep my Olivia straight.
No.
How good is his life?
Let me go with Olivia Munn.
Justin Timberlake has reportedly hooked up with or dated Olivia Munn. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
While he was also dating Jessica Biel.
Really?
They split up for a while because he reportedly cheated on Jessica Biel.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Olivia Munn.
Oh.
And then the Olivia Munn thing ended. And then he and Jessica got back together. Happy
ever after. That's happily ever after.
Happily ever after.
Well, the amazing thing about this is that you've now asked. You have this whole category of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the answers are correct in each time, and each of them have been fresh. So that means we've gotten 9 so far.
Oh, I could have done more.
How big is the list?
This is big, man.
Damn, that's good to be him.
All right.
I think it is good to be him.
Yeah, okay, so we've got to move on from him. Okay.
All right. So Olivia Munn, he did date, so that's an incorrect answer. Where are we at now? Joe, what's up?
What's going on?
Everything's all right, man. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's do Horn Lake.
Okay, you want that one about Justin Timberlake's hookups, or do you want a brand new one?
Let's do a brand new one.
Who is January's top-rated adult film star on the world's most popular adult film star website right now? Is it A, Riley Reid, B, Elsa Jean, C, Janice Griffith, or D, Stormy Daniels?
Let's go with C.
Janice Griffin, she's terrific, but she is not the top rated. She top 20. She ain't number one right now. I'm sorry. Let's go to Justin in Germantown. Justin, what's up?
What's going on, Gary? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, buddy. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's go Horn Lake.
Okay. Horn Lake, do you want try to name January's top rated adult film star on the world's most popular adult film star website? Do you want to try to guess who Justin Timberlake didn't hook up with, or do you want a brand new one?
I see who Justin Timberlake didn't hook up with.
Which of the following is not somebody Justin Timberlake reportedly once dated or at least hooked up with? We already know that Olivia Munn is somebody he reportedly dated and or hooked up with. So we're down to either Olivia Wilde, Scarlett Johansson, or Britney Spears.
It's Olivia Wilde.
It's Olivia Wilde. He's never reportedly hooked up with or dated Olivia Wilde, who I had breakfast near in the Delta Sky Club at LAX, like in November.
How was that?
She's beautiful. I love her. Yeah. I mean, I actually like her.
Did you say hello to her?
No, her and her husband and her.
Oh.
You know, she's married to Jason Sudeikis, so it was from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it was them two and their two little kids. And like, I'm not bothering them, you know? It seemed like a nice.
We have a question out there about who built the Western Wall, if you want to answer that one, or I could give you a new one. Who built the Western Wall? Was it King Herod, King David, or Charlemagne? By the way, two of these have been guessed already incorrectly, so you should have this one surrounded.
I haven't been listening. I'm going to say King David.
I'm sorry, that's not correct. That's a good lesson there, though. Listen to the whole show.
Right, yeah.
Someone already guessed King David.
If you got to win the game, you got to be here from start to finish, I feel like. Brad, guide me. Where are we going next?
We're going to line 4.
Line 4 would be Mick in Memphis. Mick, what's up?
What's going on, Gary?
Everything's good, baby. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's give me that Harvard one that they just talked about.
Western Wall, who built it? King Herod, King David, or Charlemagne?
King Herod.
That's a correct answer.
Of course he did.
Yep. and the Mexicans paid for it.
Do you want to try to identify January's top-rated adult film star on the world's most popular adult film star website, or would you like a new one?
Let's go with that one.
Okay. Who is January's top-rated adult film star on the world's most popular adult film star website right now? We already know it's not Janice Griffin. Is it Riley Reid, Elsa Jean, or Stormy Daniels?
Stormy Daniels.
It is not Stormy Daniels. She is she's in the top 20 because she hooked it with the president.
How could she not get into the top spot, Gary? That's kind of strange, isn't it?
You want the actual answer to that question?
We don't want the actual answer.
She's old.
Oh, super. How old are we talking?
Too old to.
She shouldn't be on there?
I mean, she can do whatever she wants.
She's super
by the way,
old.
Dr. Mady Sadeghi has weighed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's he say?
He concurs that neither of us is better than that.
Yeah, no, we're not better than that.
Whatever that is, neither of us is better than
Dennis
that.
Dennis can confirm.
On Twitter.
When people,
Dr. Sadeghi has, our dentist has said.
I won't even appreciate
that,
man.
He has me applause. He'll say, Jeff, you're better than this. I don't know that. No, Matty, this is exactly, these teeth is about, it's about an accurate reflection of who and what I am.
I'm not a flosser. Yeah.
Don't ever tweet me. If you see me pop off on Twitter, don't ever tweet me, Paris, you're better than that. No, I'm not. I'm probably worse.
We're gonna do it now.
I'm probably worse than that. I'm certainly not better than that. Let's go to Paul in Hickory Hill. Paul, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Everything's cool. You want Harvard or Horn Lake?
Give me Horn Lake.
Okay, would you like to try to identify January's top-rated adult film star? You're down to a 50-50 shot, or I can give you a brand new one.
Give me a new one.
Okay. BigPlay.com ranked the best Tecmo Super Bowl players on the 25th anniversary of the classic video game that we all played on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Bo Jackson, unsurprisingly, was ranked number one. Barry Sanders was number two. Who was number three? Was it A, Jerry Rice, B, Lawrence Taylor, C, Christian Okoye, or D, Randall Cunningham?
Lawrence Taylor.
It was Lawrence Taylor. That's the correct answer. Now you're with Jeff.
I don't think I have an old one out there, so I got to give you a new one. Hadrian's Wall. Hadrian's Wall. In what country, if I was looking for Hadrian's Wall, in what country would I look for it? Would it be in England, in France, in Germany, or in Ireland?
Hadrian's Wall.
Adrian?
Hadrian. H-A-D-R-I-A-N.
Is that with an H?
It begins with an H. It begins with an H.
Give me the country. Give them to me again.
England, Germany, France, or Ireland?
England.
England's the correct answer.
How about that?
That was a Google. Hey, did you Google, Paul?
Brad, stop asking.
No. I can't Google. My computer doesn't work that fast.
Yeah, he's got to get a Cooper system. He's got to get speeded up because of Cooper system.
Yeah, they have data recovery as well.
If you got a cracked screen, he can take care of that as
USB
well.
USB port issue.
Yeah, exactly right.
Cooper system.
Cooper system. I need Cooper system.
All the way.
And then we'll send it to Cooper.
Now we're going to Nick. Nick, what's up?
What's going on?
We all right. You all right?
I'm not doing too bad.
Awesome, Friday. Man. Yeah, it is Friday. You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Let's do Harvard.
Okay. Who said something there is that doesn't love a wall? Was it Nancy Pelosi, Charlemagne, or Robert Frost? Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Nancy Pelosi, Charlemagne, or Robert Frost?
What is the quote?
Something there is that doesn't love a wall.
I don't even understand what that means.
Something there is. I'm just telling you that's the quote. Something there is that doesn't love a wall.
Nancy Pelosi.
No, that's not correct. That is not correct.
He does not like
the sentiment. She doesn't. She agrees with the sentiment.
It.
It's
a reasonable guess.
Doesn't.
Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We all right? You want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Is that porn questions?
There is that doesn't love a wall. Nancy Pelosi, Charlemagne.
Yeah, he wants the porn question.
Oh, the porn question. I think you said the poem question.
No, the porn question.
Oh, I've kind of dipped my hand there.
Don't nobody care about poems, you nerd.
You threw them in.
Nobody cares about poems, you nerd.
I kind of tipped the hand there anyway.
We're on the porn question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Who is January's top-rated adult film star on the world's most popular adult film star website? It's A, Riley Reid, or B, Elsa Jean.
It's going to be disappointing if I don't get this because I watch porn fairly regularly. I'm going to go with Riley Reid.
It is Riley Reid. She's number one. Would you rank her number one? I wouldn't rank her number one.
I wouldn't have thought she was number one.
Yeah, she shouldn't be number one. She's overrated. She's she's overrated.
Gary's, Gary's, Gary's top 25 and one.
Yeah, what are the issues, Ralph?
Yeah,
Ralph's top 25 and one.
No, no, Ralph, what's your issue with number one? The girl.
What was that?
What do you not like about Riley Reid?
She's just not my type.
She's not my type either.
Right.
She's not my type either.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, Ralph and I got that in common.
Would you like the poem question? Steve, would you like the question that's out there, or would you like a new one? Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Nancy Pelosi, Charlemagne, or Robert Frost, or I could give you a new wall question.
You said Charlemagne, Nancy Pelosi, and who?
Robert Frost.
The Robert Frost.
That's correct.
All right.
You're a winner.
It's a poem.
It's a winner.
It's a poem.
Nobody cares about points, nerd.
No.
We're trying to talk about
Riley
Reid.
I like Ralph. He just acknowledges it.
We're trying to talk about Riley Reid. You're over here dropping poems. Let's wrap this up with Carlo. Carlo!
What's going on?
What's up, baby? You got we want a Harvard or Horn Lake?
Give me a Horn Lake.
Okay. Crystals is running a deal right now. You can get 10 crystals for either $4, $5, $6, or $7. What's the correct answer?
$6.
It is $6. 10 crystals, $6. Pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. I don't know if that includes cheese or not, but still, pretty good deal. Go ahead, Calkins.
Okay. The Berlin Wall. Demolition on the Berlin Wall started in what year? I'll give you within 3 years either way. When the Berlin Wall started to...
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. I'll give you freaking 5 years every way. I don't
give
care. Like, it's not my problem. No, I'm not going to give you 10 years either way.
Come on, Carson,
5 years either way. 5 years either direction. When did the Berlin Wall fall?
When did it fall?
Yeah, when did they start taking it down? The one that, you know, those the ones separate 80, East...
85.
That's within 5 years either way.
Yeah.
Barely. And actually, they started letting people... That's your winner. They're letting people go back and forth in 89, and they actually started demolishing it in 90. That's within 5 years either way. So he's a winner.
And it's neat. If you are...
Have you seen it? You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there. And there's still, like, pieces of it.
Yeah, you can... It's a great tourist attraction, supposedly.
Like,
yeah.
Like, it's just sort of, like, randomly there, like, pieces of it.
By the way... Here it is, just so you know. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen ground swell under it and spills the upper boulders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. I went with the abreast there because it ties it all together.
Yeah, exactly.
The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair where they have left not one stone. That's a poem.
Yeah, I'm aware of what a poem is.
That's a poem.
That's a poem by
Robert Frost.
Would you call it a poem?
Not by Charlemagne.
Every time you say Charlemagne, I think you're talking about Charlemagne the God, the radio host.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
He's a radio host in New York City.
I'm not aware of his work.
Like, I'm not aware of his work. Riley Reid's work. I don't know Reid's work or Charlemagne's work.
We know what you're doing on Friday night now. Go familiarize yourself with Charlemagne the God and Riley Reid. Just a couple of Google searches to get you either one. All right.
See ya.
I'll see you later. We'll be back with dinner to go.
Make up for the things you like.
You know it. New money, new year.
Money Trio.
Coming up at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. We are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays. 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're here with Dr. Keith Amadeo of Collierville Weight Loss. I guess there's no better time to get into weight loss and a healthier lifestyle than right now. Now's the time. Today's the day to jumpstart your world to a healthier you. And if you could encourage people, Dr. Keith, what would you say?
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes size just kept getting bigger? It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss Center today at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
So there's a man named Sam, lived in Memphis, and wanted to sell his home. So he did what I've been telling you guys to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Isaw. They sat down. agreed on a price, and Josh went to work, and they got 13 showings, multiple offers, and the home sold at the agreed-upon price in just 5 days. How does Josh Isall do this? He does it with a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply just buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh, it doesn't obligate you to a single thing. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked, even if your opinion doesn't make any sense. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the only real estate agent I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Isall. He's outselling agents in the Memphis market by a 34-to-1 ratio. You can reach him at 461-8147, 461-8147. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit orionfcu.com to learn more.
It's the best time of the year. No, not the holidays. They've come and gone. But it's the time of year when Oak Hall has its semi-annual sale, when you can get the very best brands from the very best store and get savings of 30 to 50% and more. That means men's suits, sport coats, and pants, 30 to 50% off. That means men's dress shirts, ties, and sports shirts, 30 to 50% off. That means men's jeans, sweaters, and outerwear, 30 to 50% off. That means women's sportswear, designer clothes, and shoes, up to 50 to 70% off. I'm serious about this. People wait 6 months for this opportunity, and it's finally here again. You get the best clothes in the city for the most helpful people in the city, and you get incredible savings, too. Oak Hall is open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6, except on Thursdays when it's open from 10 until 7. So happy semi-annual sale and a happy new year from everyone in Oak Hall, who will make sure you start off 2019 by always looking your best.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip brain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me, but if he do, draw blood like an IV.
Cooper Systems offers a wide range of wireless technology solutions for your home or your office. So if you've gotten to a point where there's too many devices connected to your Wi-Fi, or perhaps the signal just isn't as strong as it needs to be or as big as it needs to be, then let Lee and Lauren Cooper help you. They can send a technician out to your home or office. It can be frustrating given the way that most of us live these days. I personally got a home with five people in it. Me, wife, three kids. And Lil Lou's a little too little to be messing around too much, but he tries. Oliver is on an iPad or an iPhone constantly. Aiden's always on a computer or streaming some movie. We'll have Apple TV going in one place, an Amazon Fire Stick going in another place. I'm, of course, on my laptop nonstop, and the signal can get bogged down. If that happens to you, or if you've got that one room in your house where you just can't connect to the Wi-Fi for whatever reason, get this fixed. You'll be glad you did. Plus, if you're raising children, you don't want them to think you're the type of parent who doesn't provide them with a strong Wi-Fi signal. You don't want your kids thinking of you that way.
No, you need to have strength.
You need to have a strong Wi-Fi signal for your kids to appreciate and look up to you.
Hey.
So give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I want to focus on some breaking news from the Memphis Grizzlies. They offered an update on Dylan Brooks. He underwent successful surgery today to repair a ruptured ligament in his right big toe. He is, according to the franchise, expected to miss the remainder of the 2018-19 season, but a full recovery is anticipated prior to the 2019 training camp. Further updates will be provided as appropriate.
I'm still waiting for the franchise that describes an unsuccessful surgery that they did on one of their players.
That'd be a hell of a press release. Dylan Brooks underwent unsuccessful surgery today.
Can you imagine?
To repair a ruptured ligament in his right big toe. We will try it again sometime next month.
We'll give it another run.
Yeah, you never really read that one, even when people do have unsuccessful surgery. Right. So, no surprise, Dylan Brooks had surgery. it's deemed successful, probably out for the rest of the season, should be ready to go by training camp in advance of next season.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Let's focus on college basketball. There's a pretty good college basketball game about to start, and it is number 22, Indiana at Maryland, Xfinity Center, College Park, Maryland. IU, second year under Archie Miller, 12-3 overall, 3-1 in the Big Ten, led by five-star freshman Romeo Langford. Maryland's 13-3 overall, 4-1 in the Big Ten. They also have a five-star freshman, a kid named Jalen Smith. He's a projected first-round pick, front court player. Maryland is a 5.5-point favorite tonight at home. The total's 143. Tip scheduled for 6 o'clock Central. You can watch it on FS1.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new episode of Dateline NBC.
Let's see what we got.
Tonight at 9 o'clock. You ready?
Yep.
Carlin Ramirez, South Texas woman in the military, was found shot to death in August 2015.
Oh, no.
Her four-month-old baby, unharmed, found in her dead arms. No arrests were made for a year. Who did it and why?
Who's reporting?
You ready?
I'm ready. Please, Keith Morrison. You took last week off.
Andrea Canning reports.
Third string.
Listen, I like Andrea Canning.
Way third string.
I'm not anti-Andrea Canning, but what is Keith Morrison doing that he can't be here on a Friday night? By the way, I'll tell you how the story ends.
Yep.
Carlin Ramirez? Let me just...
you already Googled. If you want to enjoy it, don't...
The only way to know how a Dateline episode ends is to watch it or just Google it whenever you get bored, and it's all there.
Blow the tease.
She's found dead, this woman murdered.
Yeah.
You'll never guess who did it. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing about her. She had an estranged husband.
It was the estranged husband.
It's always the How does it take you a year to charge the estranged husband with the crime?
What are you doing?
Like, if a woman is murdered in her home,
what?
Let's just look at the estranged husband. That's almost always going to be it. And I say that with all due respect to estranged husbands everywhere.
Yeah, shouts to you.
But if you are estranged and your estranged wife ends up dead, they coming for you first. I don't know what took them so long in this one, but anyway, they got him. He's serving life in prison now.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, there's a new and long profile of former NFL quarterback Todd Marinovich published today at SI.com. It was interesting. I read it this afternoon. You know, the story on Marinovich was like he was this robo quarterback. His father and he were a team, and he never ate sweets. He never had a hamburger. And he's just sort of acknowledged for the first time. By the way, we weren't a team. I was scared of my dad. He made me do all that stuff. By the way, I would sneak off and eat sweets. I did have hamburgers. All of that was just a big, big lie. The father is now battling Alzheimer's, 79 years old. They're totally, like, Todd Marinovich still battling his addiction issues. Right. So it's not like a happy story, but it is an update on a pretty famous father-son combo from my youth. You can read that at SI.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, Monday we'll look back at Memphis Tulane, Grizzlies Heat, NFL playoffs, including Cowboys Rams. We'll get ready for Grizzlies Rockets. That's scheduled for Monday night at the Toyota Center. So it should be a fun Monday. I'm looking forward to it already. Enjoy your weekend. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to be back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to. And that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV. And it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow-roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan-crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the Prime Philly is from the same slow-roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations. It's 513 South Front Street, downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday night. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music Saturday night with Eric Hughes.
If you thought attending college while holding
holding down a job is out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience.